In today's readings for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B, we encounter a powerful and challenging call to deepen our commitment to Christ. The passages from Joshua, Ephesians, and John's Gospel each bring us face to face with decisions that test the authenticity of our faith and the depth of our love for God. The first reading from Joshua 24:1-2a, 15-17:18b, recounts a moment of decision for the Israelites. Joshua, their leader, challenges them to choose whom they will serve, the Lord who brought them out of Egypt, or the foreign gods of the land they now inhabit. In response, the people of Israel boldly affirm their commitment to serve the Lord, recognizing his faithfulness and the mighty deeds he has done for them. This reading is a powerful reminder to each of us that we are constantly called to renew our commitment to God. In a world filled with distractions and false idols, whether they be material wealth, power, or pleasure, we too must decide daily whom we will serve. The second reading from Ephesians 5:21-32 brings us into the heart of Christian relationships, particularly marriage, where Paul draws a parallel between the love shared by husband and wife and Christ's love for the church. This passage, often misunderstood in our contemporary context, emphasizes mutual respect, love, and self-sacrifice. At its core, it calls for a relationship built on the model of Christ's love, sacrificial, total, and selfless. Just as Christ gave himself for the church, spouses are called to give themselves fully to one another in love and service. This is a challenging call to live out our faith in the most intimate and personal areas of our lives. Finally, the Gospel reading from John 6:60-69 challenges us to face the hard teachings of our faith. After Jesus teaches that his followers must eat his flesh and drink his blood to have life, many find his words too difficult to accept, and they choose to walk away. This moment of crisis brings us to the heart of discipleship. Will we stay with Jesus, even when his teachings challenge us, or will we turn away? Peter's response on behalf of the 12 is a profound affirmation of faith. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Importantly, Peter doesn't claim to fully understand Jesus' teachings, but he chooses to trust and follow him anyway. This passage is a powerful reminder that following Jesus is not always easy, but it is the path to eternal life. The challenges we face today. In today's world, many real challenges can make it difficult for Christians to make the kind of definitive statements we see in these readings. Whether it's Joshua declaring, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," or Peter's declaration, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" Here are some of the major challenges and how we can address them. Cultural pressure and secularism. Challenge. In a culture that often promotes material success, individualism, and secularism, standing firm in one's faith can feel isolating or even foolish. The rapid spread of information and opinions through the internet and social media can make it challenging to stay grounded in faith. Response. Counter this by regularly engaging with your faith community, whether in person or online. Surround yourself with supportive, like-minded believers who can encourage you. Participate in Bible studies, prayer groups, or online faith communities where you can discuss challenges and grow in understanding. Make prayer and the sacraments central to your daily life to stay rooted in Christ. Moral relativism. Challenge. The idea that truth is relative and that each person can determine their own version of truth can lead to confusion and compromise in living out Christian values. Response. Ground yourself in the unchanging truths of the gospel. Make it a habit to read and meditate on Scripture regularly, allowing God's word to shape your mind and heart. Seek wisdom from church teachings and spiritual leaders to understand how to apply these truths to modern issues. Trust in Jesus as the ultimate truth, even when his teachings seem difficult to accept. Suffering and injustice. Challenge. Personal suffering, loss, or witnessing injustice can lead to doubts about God's goodness and make it hard to stay committed to Christ. Response. Embrace suffering as a way to unite yourself with Christ's own suffering. Remember that Jesus understands our pain and walks with us through it. Seek support from your faith community, and don't be afraid to bring your doubts and struggles to God in prayer. Reflect on the lives of the saints who remained faithful in the face of great trials and draw inspiration from their perseverance. Distractions and busyness. Challenge. The fast pace of modern life, filled with endless tasks, entertainment, and distractions, can make it difficult to focus on God and prioritize your spiritual life. Response. Create intentional time for God each day, whether it's through morning prayer, reading scripture, or quiet reflection. Set boundaries with technology and make conscious choices about how you spend your time. Consider regular times of silence and retreat to reconnect with God and refocus your life on what truly matters. A call to action. These challenges are real, but they are not insurmountable. As Christians, we are called to respond with faith and action. Like Joshua, we must boldly declare, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And like Peter, we must trust in Jesus, even when we don't fully understand, saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." Here are some tips that can help in making the right choices. 1. Commit to regular prayer and scripture study. Make these the foundation of your daily life to stay rooted in Christ. 2. Engage with your faith community. Find strength and encouragement in sharing your journey with others. 3. Seek the sacraments. Regularly participate in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, to receive God's grace and strength. 4. Live out your faith boldly. Don't be afraid to stand up for your beliefs, even when it's difficult. Your witness can inspire others. In a world that often pulls us in many directions, may we, like Peter, recognize that our true fulfillment and hope lie in Jesus. Let us choose to stay with Him, trust in Him, and follow Him, knowing that He alone has the words of eternal life.